Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. We have a lot to talk about tonight, so before we get started, I just want to tell you you can find us on Facebook at Diva Days, and you can follow us on Twitter at Diva Abdul, and also check out our blog at divadaysofourlives.com. Carrie's put up the blog. On the blog, there's the New Days promo and the different promos, and the spoiler picks are up there, so go and check those out. You can also follow us on iTunes. So tonight we have the Diva with us. Carrie's with us tonight. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
And Angela's back with us again.
Hello.
Help it out. Hi. And so before we go and pimp our at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, you'll have to check him out. I mean, he's hilarious with different things he's been posting lately. So I don't know. If anybody's been checking him out, go check him out. Have you seen?
Well, I was telling him about the Steelers Bills game, and my Steelers got slaughtered by his Bills.
Oh, okay.
Didn't work out
yeah.
well for me.
Yeah, he does the sports thing. Of course, he has his political stuff, but just other things. So just like random little pictures and things he'll put up makes you laugh. So. And so also follow, Anna Causey Hooch, I think she's, I don't know if she's calling in or not, but I think she had some kind of family thing going on. And also be sure to follow Lauren Coslow at Lauren Coslow on Twitter, and also at Teo Penglis. Go check out his tweets. He's always tweeting something about what's going on, giving little hints away. So we had I guess we can start with Friday. That was the kind of lead off where Patch came back, and I think it was really a well done show. I mean, you can see the difference in the writing, even like I think we talked about that last week. You can see the difference, and it's so what did you guys think about? I think, did you see Friday's, Carrie? What did you think?
Oh, I loved it. We had a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of stuff going on. There was a lot of the cast on this episode.
Yeah.
A lot of it was fallout for Serena's murderer, and so there's a lot of Chet, Abby,
right.
and Ben, and Clyde, and then you have John and Merlina, and John proposes marriage in a kind of a lame way. You have Aiden proposing marriage to Hope, and then Steve comes back unexpectedly, and Caroline has nightmares, there's something going on with Bo. I mean, there was...
Yeah.
I can't remember.
And that's how it ended, kind of.
Yeah.
Bo.
Fantastic.
And you can tell it was Bo because we were... You know, he has that tattoo in the back. Wasn't it the dagger or something he always had on his back? So you could tell that it was Hope and... I mean, Bo. And Carolyn was talking to Victor, which they're kind of cute together.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling him she was dreaming about Bo. So...
Mm-hmm.
They had it. You can tell it's kind of going back to the old days, you know, with a little bit of... I mean, it's just well written, and it was nice seeing, you know, even Doug and Jolie back, and I like the scenes that they were all in the hospital with Carolyn, Carolyn, and they were about getting her released, and that was kind of the setup too. They're talking about planning the bicentennial, and Victor bought this old house, and they might be doing some kind of period piece where they're dressing up, and I even heard Doug say something about singing or something and getting a barbershop quartet, which I always liked him when he was, you know, singing and doing that kind of stuff. So it'd be interesting to see what's coming up.
You know, it would be great if they could bring Robert back to do that. Is that, he's still living, right?
Yeah, he might. Robert, right. The club when it was, what was it, Doug's place? Back in the day, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of different people they could bring back, even if it's just for, like, a little bit, you know, for different different appearances, you know, that you remember from different stories back in the day. And they also had a nice promo out, one of the best that they've done, that I've seen done for a while. I mean, I've been hearing a lot of good comments about that, like how well done it was. And, you know, starts out with, of course, John and Marlena, and it shows Beau and Hope and, you know, some scenes from the past with Sean Douglas and Beau, and then showing a lead off with a serial killer. Looks like somebody goes after Marlena. And then we saw Andre, saw Teo, and it looks like Sammy, one of his henchmen, comes up behind Sammy. So I don't know what's I don't know what's up with that. If he's kidnapping Sammy or he's up to no good somehow. So yeah, there's a lot of. You had to keep watching it a few times because a lot. I don't know. Did you see anything else in there? Did you both get to see that?
Yeah, it looks like I was reading what other people were saying about it. Sometimes it went so quickly, but it looked like some people thought Julie was attacking Ben, and some people thought Hope was attacking someone, and then someone put their hands over Marlena's mouth. And so there was a lot of interesting things going on there.
And a lot of it was, some of it was in the dark, so it was kind of hard to see what's going on. And I kept watching where Julie, whoever Julie was hitting, and I don't know if it was Ben. It kind of looked like somebody new, and I'm wondering if it's that new person that's coming on. I don't know. Did you see there's a new character from Guiding? Remember they were saying about a recast? About a cast of an Emmy, Emmy winner. Well, here, I don't know how you, did you see that? It's Jordy? Bella Suso? Bella... I don't know. I don't even know how to pronounce it. He won an Emmy for All My Children, or for Guiding Light. So, I don't know. I thought maybe
it was. Is he Italian? Is he the one?
Yeah,
that's
it's spelled V-I-L-A-S-U-S-O. That's his name. But I never heard of him.
I remember. I can vaguely remember and kind of envision him. But I had not seen the name. But then they had said somewhere, I don't know, and again, it may have been a false lead, but they were saying something about people, their fans might be singing about it. Is that the same character?
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to figure out, and again, I had no idea. I didn't watch Guiding Light. I don't know whether.
I don't know if it's another Hernandez brother or something, but they're supposedly, I read his connection to Rafe. Of course, we have A. Martinez coming back. Probably as his dad, so I don't know. And Gabby's coming back, so they're just coming back instead of going away.
Poor Rafe, and his growing up at the orphanage is not looking very
I don't know. This might be another brother. Well, at least they're not bringing Dario back.
Oh,
you know,
let's hope not.
Please, yeah. Although I think we're all happy to see A. Martinez back. Okay, that's fine. So, but Rafe, and then, of course, back to Rafe, he's back on the police force. There were some funny things about that and him getting the evaluation.
I missed that psychological test. I really wish I had seen
psychological test. She needs to check to see if there's a brain in there, too. So, I don't know. But anyway,
I agree with both of y'all about Friday, but it was a good episode. A lot happened during the week, and it really just in going back and I had missed Monday, and so I did some catch up today on Monday, and you know, and there was a lot of stuff that actually got set up, and again, a lot of it almost in a narrative way on Monday for the whole week, but it really, you know, I think. I don't always give a whole lot of credit to the breakdown writers. Always, you know, obviously I really like a lot of the script writers and the dialogue writers. But, I mean, this was, like I think you said earlier, it's very well organized this week. I mean, there was a lot of stuff and everything kind of got followed up on, and there was a lot of people from, you know, the overall cast, you know, participating. We saw a little bit of Lucas, a little bit of Adrian, Justin, Eve, and you know, and it was kind of that I don't, you know, and they had some little cliffhangers during the week too, because at least I was wondering, you know, more about what is Eve really up to, you know.
Well, from that story, I'm trying to flush out and figure out what's going on there. We could talk about that a little bit. Eve found out about JJ,
so, right?
Okay, so she lets it. She she goes over to see Kyle. Is that his name, Kyle, the drug dealer guy? And mm-hmm. she kind of more or less tells him what's going on. So he's suspicious now of JJ. So then he goes and tells JJ he needs him to, what's he want him to do? He wants him to buy this stuff or
test
try
the
stuff. Test the, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, test that stuff. So then he puts out this, so then it gets out that now JJ's using, and he's also using at the Horton Center. So they bring the Horton Center into this. I don't know if this is Eve's way, of course, getting back at Jennifer. Jennifer's supposedly the head person there, so she resigns. And it's all this bad press now, and of course Julie and Maggie come over. So that's kind of what's going on there, all this. So now they're worried about his cover being blown, I think, and now he's going to be in more danger. And of course Paige is right in the thick of things. So I'm wondering if that's how will Paige get killed by get in between this mm-hmm. with the drug dealing, or will she get killed by the serial killer? Because I think she's going to be leaving. So
right.
So what did you think?
And he's probably
carried it. Yeah, did you see that about the JJ in that? Is that about what's going on there?
Yeah, what cracked me up, and I tweeted about it, was that Sonic put on their homepage, the website Will works for, that Jen and JJ are basically drug dealing out of the Horton Center, mm-hmm. and that's like, and it just all didn't make any sense. It's like, why wouldn't they talk to Will before they posted that? That didn't make any sense to me. I mean, Jennifer and JJ are Will's cousins, so why would they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't get addressed. So, but and you know, honestly,
well,
I don't.
The Horton Center is kind of being brought back for. I mean, there's been several things called the Horton Center over the years too. You know,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like it's just. I mean, and again, I'm with new writers, so you know, they bring on you know whatever they need to, but. I guess I'm still a little bit lost about what the Horton Center is. Is it a health clinic? Allison Tom set up back in the 90s?
I don't know. It's to help teens in trouble? Is that what?
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking that's what I heard them say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
well, that's probably, that could very well be.
Because you know how Jennifer was, you know, like troubled kids, I guess. That's what I took, you know. And all of a sudden that rumor started that they're doing, you know, that they're selling drugs out of the Horton Center. So that kind of, I don't know if that's a twist of the new writers and it got added.
Mm-hmm. That could be interesting because they said, you know, on Monday after, I guess, Nicole won that judgment, that mm-hmm. she was planning to open a business of her own, which, you know, of course, in real life, obviously, Ariane Zucker has the Arrowheart,
mm-hmm. who's her own
nonprofit, which, you know, I don't know that it deals with kids at risk, but it's, you know, it's still kind of helping to do coaching, leadership and so forth. And she seems to be really, you know, committed to that. So that would be interesting if they somehow kind of customized that so that she got involved in that. Because I don't think they said exactly what her new business was, did they? Early in the week?
No, they didn't say what kind of businesses she was going to do, but I did see her talking about that. That's what she was going to do
mm-hmm.
with the money. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
or was she going to, yeah, or start a business. Yeah,
mm-hmm. right.
So, yeah, because she won the, see, she didn't get, she couldn't, they didn't have criminal charges against Xander and Serena, so she did a civil case or whatever
mm-hmm.
that she wants. And Serena paid her, but I guess Xander didn't. I don't know. He's in jail, and that's another story of her with Teresa. Teresa accused him of attacking her, and she
mm-hmm.
set him up. Again, Teresa's like, she's not being redeemed at all. She's just getting worse.
No, I just don't like to do stories where women accuse men of things that they
yes.
didn't do.
Yeah, it makes me mad, too, and I tweeted this to Jenna Lee.
Yeah.
I mean, she put Vargas in prison, and then she's putting Xander in prison, and it's pissing me off. She's sending all the hot guys to prison, and she needs to stop. This is getting ridiculous. I mean, every time I get a crush on these guys, they end up in prison, and they're off the show. And I did propose a spinoff with Xander and Vargas in prison. So, and it's going to be awesome. And it should be on HBO.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're a Xander fan.
Love Xander. And Paul Telfer is just so flippin' hilarious on Twitter. And that was so nice of him.
That's what I heard of him.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Yeah, at Paul Telfer, PaulTelfer. Yeah, and he was supporting the show all the way to his very last episode, and all the tweets are funny. He's very, very good on Twitter, and I'm glad he's in prison. He's not dead, and I hope...
He's not dead,
I hope someday they'll bring him back, because I think he's an asset. You know, I think he's redeemable, because he really didn't kill anybody. He just tried. But half the cast has done that, so what difference does it make?
Well, he's got more dimension right now than, say, even Teresa does, because at least he was yearning to get that acceptance from Victor for whatever reason. And so, I mean, to that extent, the Paul Telfer did an interview on AfterBuzz, and again, I can't remember exactly when it was, but it's been a month, 6 weeks ago, I guess. But that was probably one of the most entertaining interviews I've ever heard. As far as someone that had been on the show and was teasing it still, but really did add a lot of interest, I thought. Like I said, he presented himself really well in that interview.
Mm-hmm. So how about the whole Chad and Abby thing? And Stefano is, I guess, Chad went and brought Abby and actually told, you know, Abby what Stefano's real intentions were. And he disowned him again, you know, tells him to leave the house. The only thing he didn't say was, "You're dead to me." Because every time that happens, you know, what happens to poor Chad? Yeah.
They die.
So,
yes,
they die. So then right then, that's when it came out for Abigail, more or less said, came out that she was pregnant. She told him. And so, of course, he's all upset, so he goes and he's drinking, and that's when he runs into Serena, because I guess they never had met each other before. I don't even think they knew who each other were until they introduced each other. So that was kind of the setup for Serena's murder. So did anybody see that?
Yeah.
They end up getting in a fight. He grabbed her, pulled her down, kissed her. She get up, smacked him, and left, and he ran after her, and Clyde happens to be there and sees all this happening, and then of course Chad can't remember anything. He wakes up, doesn't know what happened, you know, he gets to remember bits and pieces, and I think he's wondering himself, did he kill, you know, Serena, once he finds out. Of course, you know, he's going to get accused. So
I think both actors
are doing a good job.
Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was just thinking, I just said Billy, you know, Billy, Flynn is doing a good job. I mean, I think he's had some good work this past week with the whole Abigail thing.
I'm giving credit because, like I said, new writers are coming in and trying to set an established story, and I think that was something I hope they continue, is that they start this, you know, kind of the setup on, even like on a Monday, it's almost like it's a complete little... It's not a complete story within itself, but, you know, you really see as the week progresses that they really follow up on almost everything that they've planted the seed with on Monday. It's not, you know, we may pick back up on this 3 weeks from now. You know, it seemed like it followed a logical flow. I'm concerned. I don't particularly, just again, having been a Santine fan, I like that storyline a lot. A lot of people didn't, but I did. But I kind of hope they don't revisit, which I think they probably are going to, because it looks like they are leading that direction. That, you know, that the DiMera family, you know, now desperately needs money, and you know, the hope of the DiMera enterprise or, you know, organization is now, you know, dependent on Ireland. I really don't want to revisit, because I like the EJ and Sammy, and I like Santo and Colleen overall. Like I said, there was some of it that dragged on too long, back, because that was also during part of the strike, the writer's strike back then.
All of a sudden the Demiras don't have any money and they need this.
Yeah, that
plan.
Doesn't make any sense to me. That part I guess they had.
They had to give a reason, I guess, for Chad and you know Abigail to have that all set up.
Well, they certainly are setting up too. Well, obviously, Clyde has always been a suspicion because for all the things he's been involved with. But I think Ben too. I mean, I think especially this week really lays out even more question about is Ben really, does he really have it all together, or is he a little bit of a loose cannon?
Yeah, I think he could be, especially when he's not, he seems pretty calm and he knows what Abigail's doing and he's, she's not coming clean with it. I'm waiting for him to confront her about it, which he hasn't yet. He's been following her and.
Well, it's like he doubles down on it when he finds out more and suspicious of more things that she's done, then he gets more physical with her, more excited, he's kind of pressing her about, let's go ahead and elope, all this kind of, I just think he seems like a
because he's worried about
Chad.
Kind of
desperate.
Right. And I'm thinking, is Chad, now that he found out that Abby is pregnant, is he going to start to wonder, is it mine? Because
he already said that when he talked to Clyde a couple of weeks ago, he brought that up, the timing.
Because
he knows when Abby and Chad were together.
Right.
So
I don't know.
Does
Chad know that Abigail had a paternity test? Or I don't.
Yeah,
know.
He knows.
Does he know? Okay.
Yeah, he knows.
Okay. Right. I wasn't.
How did he find out? I didn't see that part.
Abby told him she was pregnant. And they discussed it twice. But so far, Chad hasn't done the math. Because I think Chad got to her first and then Ben had sex with her. It was like within a couple of days or something. But so Chad hasn't figured it out. But she said she had the paternity test done.
Okay.
So, and this is Salem and nobody should trust paternity tests ever.
You would think right away he said, "Well, I want to do my, let's do another one here."
Well, it's just like how did he say, "Well, how did you do a paternity test?" He didn't give a sample.
Yeah, but I'm assuming he probably knew that she tested Ben and didn't test him. So.
Yeah, came back said it was Ben, but what happened there. So what do you think about, they had the setup for Joey coming back, something about him, his school or something, was doing well in school and he never showed up for school or something. I don't know. I guess did Patch probably come and pull him out of school or something. I don't know. I guess we'll hear more about that. But it was kind of neat to see Stephen Nichols back.
I'm thrilled to death he's back. And like I said, I love to hear him say sweetness. So I was very happy to.
And there's a little short promo out there too about him. Now he comes out and says, I missed you and I came back for you. And then you see him went to find out what happened with Bo and asking Victor, to help him. So that'll be exciting. Him going off. It'll be like the old days, maybe with the ISA and Bo coming back. Now the only thing now is. This thing with Aiden, they kind of twisted it back to Aiden is up to no good. That he isn't, because he's getting messages now from somebody, meet me here or do this. And so I don't know. And it sounded like it came up like he's been setting up Hope all this time. That this is the reason that he was there to get in with Hope or something. So, yeah. Something's going on there, and it's not, so that'll be interesting to see what's going on.
I really am not sure who, I have suspicions of who Clyde might be working for. I'm not sure that they wouldn't probably be working for the same person.
Is Clyde working for anybody, or I don't know.
I think
I have an idea who maybe Aiden has worked for, but.
Seems like 2 weeks ago, Claude checked in with somebody and was saying,
"Somebody, oh, okay, yeah,
giving an update of what was going on."
I wonder who that could be. I don't know. Somebody else, somebody new returning, you know.
I know. Well, like I said, I mean, to me, I keep wondering, could somebody have could they have done a latex mask again, and somebody else has been pretending to be somebody for a period of time?
And whatever happened to Victor and Stefano trying to take Clyde down? I thought maybe they were going to go. That might have been the old writers going that way, but I don't know. You don't see that happening as much, them getting involved. Stefano's just worried about Abigail and Chad. That seems to be all he's concentrating on. And Victor right now is just worried about Carolyn and Beau, and that's kind of where
he's Justin, at. Justin's going to be the new DA, so he's getting involved with Serena's murder in the case against Chad. So we probably are going to get another Kyriakos and Tamira, you know, feud going on soon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like the idea about him becoming the DA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he is.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that.
Well, I just spoiled it.
I'll talk about that. Well, it must be out there then. I don't know. I missed that. Mm-hmm. I saw they had spoiler picks out there. And did I see... Speaking of that, did I see Paul and Will kissing? Is that a picture, or did I miss? Did I see that wrong?
I don't know.
No.
I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. I thought, are they getting them trying to get those two together? I said, no. I don't want that. Well, maybe I just looked at the picture wrong. I don't know. It was like I was just going through something like really quick. So that could be wrong.
I know this is probably a dumb question, but this is something that came up to me this week, and I was talking to somebody about it. Did we officially know that Marlena and John were divorced?
I guess they were.
I'm fine with whatever the new writers have come up with. I just wasn't clear.
That's another thing. John and Marlena. Yeah, I don't know if they ever were divorced. I know they were apart. And separated, but I don't know if they officially got a divorce. But I don't know, kind of like seeing the old John Marlena back. Like we were just kind of discussing this on tonight. It's like they're a little bit more watchable now than they were before. And I was a huge, back in the day, John and Marlena fan. And then I kind of got away from that. But I'm kind of, they're a little bit more, even John is a little bit more tolerable now. So I don't know. But I think
a lot of people have given feedback to the show, you know, back especially when they came back in 2011. It was just kind of miserable. It was under Mardar, but you know, I think that you know hopefully they have listened to what the fans have said. But the only thing I don't want is I don't want another wedding. I mean, it's the only thing we've had so many Marlena and John weddings.
Yeah, I think they're
going to
be doing
about that.
I walked down memory lane with John and Marlena, I think.
Mm-hmm. The flashbacks are fine. I just don't want them to plan on another wedding.
Well, there are going to be a lot of flashbacks now, which is fine, you know, with Beau and Hope, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Patch and Kayla coming back. It would be nice, you know, to see Jack
Sean
come
back, Belle.
Too. Sean and Belle, yeah. So, and of course, Phillip's coming
Kayla,
back. But
Pat, I can't wait for some of the Kayla and Patch stuff. I'm really looking
Kayla
forward to having back again.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's
I'm thinking,
one of the
too,
big
hopefully they're
going to
get a home.
For.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about
Hope
all the different
steps. Hope got her house back. So, you know, we did see Hope's house back. And so it was funny. Somebody tweeted, I think, to Teo today about when are they going to get the mansion back? Or we only see a side something, a side something. And he comes back and says, it's not a side room. It's a study. And he said, all will be revealed or something. You just have to wait and be patient. So I don't know. Hopefully we're going to get the Demira Mansion back. So
yeah.
I hope so. And well decorated,
so.
I hope, because that room.
I just want to see that, you know, Andre come through those doors, open the doors, you know, and slam the door shut. Like, yell, Father, I'm home. Was that just, you know, whatever. No, like he used to. So,
well, I hope, like I said, I hope Kayla and Patch get a place, because even when when Caleb was carrying Joey, which we won't say was in 2008 or 2009 or whatever it was, but when she had, you know, they were living in the hotel. They were living at the Salem Inn, I think. So they didn't even have a real home then. So I hope that they get, they can at okay. least get Maggie's old kitchen, you know, something.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to bring on a caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, babies. How y'all got? How are my girls?
Good.
Good.
And how
there?
Are you? Good to hear from you.
I just got finished with Dream Girls. Oh my God, you guys, you should go on Facebook and see me in a wig and just some wig and some glasses is all I need. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying, and I'm totally
okay. Well, check that out.
Oh my goodness. Okay. And on
have
top
you been
of
watching the show?
Yes, I have. Yes, and I absolutely love it. I was just absolutely glued. I could not miss an episode, and I was always wondering, okay, what's next to come? And, you know, a lot of different things suggest themselves. When I saw, going back to the first episode with the new writers and some things, that first week, when I saw when Aiden opened the door and Clyde hit him, the first thing that I thought about was the serial killer. Okay? All right. Two, you can kind of, and then you hear Aiden after that exchange, he tells Clyde, I'm not afraid of you. I have bigger fish to fry.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. But he clearly stated that he was not afraid of him. Okay? So that was kind of interesting because you kind of wonder, what is it that he's holding back from us? Okay? And then you have JJ and oh, my God, what's her name? Not Paige.
Eve.
Eve, you guys, she's still lusting over JJ. She wants JJ, so she's like a girlfriend behaving badly. It's how she's acting.
I don't like that whole story. Yeah.
She
doesn't want Paige to have him because she wants him.
Yeah. And so I'm almost willing to bet that the best way to make her to make JJ suffer is to make her own daughter suffer as well. So it's kind of like two in one. She loves Paige, but at the same time, you know, when you are doing a revenge plot, you know, things are gonna point to not be as what you expect them to be. And I actually think that whatever may happen to Paige may be of Eve's own doing, but it may be by accident. But I think this is gonna push her even further away to the dark side. It's gonna push her closer to the dark side. You know, I mean, she was already there, but I just think it's gonna make her even worse.
They need to find
now.
Her another man other than JJ. So I don't know who knows. They
I
might
mean,
care.
Every man on the
I
show has been used. I mean, every man on the show has been used. Eve needs someone that can equally challenge her just as much as she can challenge them. You know, kind of like what Kate has with Clyde, but at the same time, Clyde is not cool.
Yeah. It's interesting. Kate kind of pulled away from Clyde. So
yes.
Yeah, she kind of got away. She's kind of gotten away from him. And we You know, so we're still wanting to hook her up with Andre, although I've also heard A. Martinez's character might be with Kate too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I thought I heard Eve too, maybe might be with him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I wonder if they had, I can't remember if they ever had a relationship or a story on One Life to Live, but they were on there at the same time.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
And another thing I'll say real quick, I would love to be, if I was definitely on days, I would definitely love to go to jail. I mean, two of the hottest men are there. I mean, you have Vargas, and now you have.
You heard that.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I did. I couldn't wait to comment on it, honey. I could not wait to comment. So we've been thinking a lot alike because I'm just like, oh my God, all that man in there. So, oh my God, Jesus, that's like the best place to be. It's just wonderful. But as a whole, I really must say I am so pleased right now, and with what's going on with the show, there seems to be a cohesiveness and a togetherness with the show. I know that sounds that's redundant, but still, it bears repeating. It has been such a great 2 weeks so far, and I just saw a video with Pat, Hope, and Rain, and what we're seeing now, from what I've heard from the interview, is nothing. They have already filmed. The 50th.
Yeah, they're back in. I think they're into February already.
And from what I'm understanding is that even those stories are even better than what we're seeing now. So, I kind of wonder.
Even Greg out on Twitter saying it's going to be a wild ride, and he's out there promoting and.
It's going to be interesting.
Ones are up saying how good it's going to be.
It's going to be really interesting. I'm kind of interested to see, what else happens after the storyline with the serial killer, because my thing is you've got to make people want to watch, and so my thing is after the serial killer storyline, what's next? I mean, are we going to have a disaster again? Are we going to have? I mean, the disaster was fun too. That was interesting because they did that right before the Olympic Games had started. So that'll be interesting to see.
They're using the serial killer storyline to get get rid of all these people. So, and then what they'll do next, I don't know. But there's going to be some good story.
What I was saying earlier, I think too that what you're saying about the cohesiveness, Ken, it's the same. It seems like they did a lot of good setup, and then they really kind of followed it through this week. And so it was almost like, not a whole cliffhanger and then a resolution on Monday, but really, if they continue to do this tightly, I think that's going to hold more people, and people are going to want to tune in. I know I personally did not see any of Monday in most of Tuesday initially this week, and as things went on, and then there was all of a sudden this stuff people were talking about, and I'm going, what happened? And, you want to go back and make sure that you saw it all. So, I mean, and that's the whole name of the game with the show.
Yeah, and you can kind of tell right now, we've already seen a increase in rating and demographic. More people are watching and tuning in, which is a good thing, because that'll vote well renewal, so that'll be good. And, you know, we'll be giving Bold and the Beautiful and Y&R some much needed competition, and so that's good, you know, really good. And then, you know, we have another Emmy award winning director coming in, according to Kayla's Instagram or Twitter or something like that. And, you know, it's really, of course, you have Beth Milstein. She was also around during that time when Days was good, back in the 80s early 80s to the 90s, I believe.
Yeah, and she was also there in 2007, 2008, too.
And so, you know, so you have people that are familiar with the show, and you know, I'm eager to see, you know, which I wonder, you know, how they, you know, since you have two head writers, I wonder how, you know, who decides who's going to do what, and who, you know, I'm inclined to believe that the serial killer storyline is has the story idea may be Dina's, but the execution is Josh's, because Josh, he's known for his murder mysteries. He is known for what we're seeing right now. And what's interesting is that you have another Salem Strangler story, and every story that they've done that has been related to anything, Salem Stalker, Salem Strangler, has always been different from the previous one. Now you mm-hmm. have this, whoever the killer is, strangling people with a necktie. You know, that's interesting.
Yeah, are they going to all be that way with a necktie, or are they going to be different? You know, the other one was different because that was all different means of killing. So we'll see if this one's going to be, is it always going to be a necktie? And I know back in the day,
female?
They left a feather. I think that's how he did it, you know, when had the Roman mask. And that was it. He used the mask to do the killings. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
It was interesting. Yeah. It's really interesting. There is so much, like you said, there's so much to talk about. Those moments between Victor and Caroline and Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, they are doing some acting. Moments were really tender to me.
The family connections and the, you know, emotional stuff that, you know, we used to see at Dave, you know, so that was nice to see them.
And then, you know, we are getting our, you know, I've been bitching about this for a long time. We finally get the chance to get out of that damn studio and do some on-shot location filming, which is what Days used to do.
Right.
You know, oh my God, I'm so loving that. I really am. And I love how it makes you think. Like now, I'll sit here wondering, I mean, the week's episodes have already been off, and I'm sitting here thinking, I was up here thinking, what is that man's secret? What is Aiden's secret? You know, I was trying to see. They said the serial killer has been in Salem for a while. So, is there a connection between these people, and why? Why a necktie? Of all things, you know, you could have used anything, but why a tie, you know? And so that's interesting. That's really interesting to me.
And speaking of that necktie, Chad didn't have a necktie on, right? He didn't have a tie on.
No, I don't believe so.
Serena. No, okay. You know, because they're going to probably try to blame him because he had that fight with Serena. So I'm just curious to see if it'll stay there.
It's just interesting. I think it looked, and as far as to who Julie hit with the bottle, you know what?
Uh-huh.
It looked like, now I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but it looked like JJ to me.
Oh,
it looked
JJ.
Like JJ.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
It's hard to tell. It's so fast.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but that's what it looked like. And then who was Ben fighting with? He was fighting with Chad, wasn't he?
Who's that?
He was fighting with Chad, wasn't he?
I don't know. Who was fighting with Chad? I didn't hear you.
I'm thinking it was Ben, because they showed that in that retrospective 50th thing, and then Chad is in the hospital bed with a patch over his eyes, so that's interesting.
About his eye. I did see that. Like, did he lose his eye or something?
Well, he's going to be the next pawn. Maybe they're going to reach first to power.
They've got another
pawn.
Patch.
And another thing came to my mind. I was thinking about Sherry Anderson and that story about the pit. I did not know what that was. I mean, in the interview, when she's about one of her favorite stories was the pit, the purse, the pawn. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what she was talking about until I saw that video, and I've been watching it over this past week of the pit where Marlena was in this pit this whole time. I'm like, okay,
right.
That's what she was talking about. I'm like, where have I been? I said,
and
Lord,
who was that lady
just...
that put her in there? I forget her name, but it was a crazy lady, right? I forget who it was. Did anybody remember? Angela, do you remember that?
I remember, but I don't remember who it was.
I can't remember. Was it Stella? Stella?
Yes, Stella. Stella, that's it.
Was
Stella.
It Stella?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Stella.
I remember that. Yeah.
That was that was interesting. And so, we are back, babies. We are back. We are back. And I just hope they stay there. By the sounds of it, it sounds like they're gonna be there. It's staying there.
Yeah, I think Kenneth, you made a good point a minute ago too, just talking about the pop channel, or I was thinking about that when you're talking about the ratings and the revenue stream. I think that's helped a lot. Again, my whole experience has been pretty anecdotal this week because I've talked with a couple of people that I sometimes don't talk with about the show. And a lot of folks that really had not been watching are watching at 8:00 at night on the pop channel. And they, you know, and several people have said, you know, I don't know that I would have been watching this week had it not been on, you know, at night. So I think that's, you know, that's a revenue stream too. And I mean, SoapNet went off the air in 2012, and that was a chunk of change days lost that they couldn't get back. And I think
that's great that they're showing it in like a prime time, you know, even, you know, it's not a theater network, but it's that they're, you know, the people are getting to watch it. And that's because when more people are home and able to watch it, you know, of course, people still, tape it and everything. But
Days is not on video on demand. I don't know if Young and the Restless is. I know that I know General Hospital is on video on demand, at least on Time Warner and I think Comcast. But I'm pretty sure Days is not on video on demand, which is kind of strange on Comcast that it's not. But I think this is a good thing because I think it does count in ratings, and I think it does kind of help catch people that have not been watching. And I think also this also kind of goes back to what Kenneth was pointing out earlier with Beth Milstein. And I don't know if you're talking about Noel Maxim as the director that's coming back. But, you know, he was actually the executive producer for a brief time there with Ed Scott, and right before they, you know, the writer's strike and all the uproar that, that Dave's had. So I think, you know, he's excellent. I mean, there's no question that he's, you know, he's really good. He added a lot of production value to the show before, and I don't know if that's who you were referring to, but all of those people are kind of, at least in my mind, are from kind of the Sony school. Beth Milstein pretty much has been on Young and the Restless or Days, pretty much. Josh Griffiths, you know, obviously he was on One Life to Live and wrote for that show too, but, you know, he's you know, he came in, he really cared about Young and the Restless during the earlier writer's strike, and wrote some good stories then. Like I said, once Maria Bell came on, I'm not quite sure what happened with all that, but you know, he still has maintained a really good reputation overall, and I think we're all excited that he's there. And it looks like there's some Sony has got some type of interest in making sure that things go well this time, and I don't know, maybe that's, I don't know. It gives me some level of confidence. I mean, this is early. This is really almost like week one. So, it's, you know, there's still a long way to go. But I still think this is a really good start. And I think it was real positive for Josh. And I'm excited about Beth Milstein coming on board. And if it's Noel Maxim or, you know, anyone else that's been, you know, kind of a part of the Sony mix as a director, I think that's all good.
Yeah, the other director I'm talking about, I think her name is Sonia something. It starts with an S, but her name starts
from ABC, the girl that did Painted Dreams?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I saw something about
her
Facebook or something. Yeah.
Yeah, she's part of our directing team now.
Officially.
So that's, from what I understand, and I mean,
it seems like most of the actors are happy about everything too, you know, the way things are going and everything. So that, a lot of positive.
Do you guys have any clarity on the Higley issue? I've heard two things. One, that she took a leave of absence for personal reasons. And the second thing I heard was that she was asked to leave.
You never know.
I don't know if any of us would know.
Could be covering.
That for sure.
You know what I mean? They don't want to come out and say that she was fired, but why not? Because they fire everybody all the time anyway. You know what I mean?
Nobody's
going to really know that. I mean, I think we probably all have an opinion, but I think nobody really knows. But I'm like I said, all I've really focused on is that I'm really excited that Beth Milstein is there, and I'm thankful that Josh.
Well, I was
there.
Kind of a little leery when I heard Dina Higley. Everybody went, do we want her back? So I don't know. You know, maybe they thought they'd be better off with Beth.
She has a new name that I have given her. Her name is Dina Hiccup Higley.
No. We used to call her Hackley, right? Isn't that what back in the day? Dina Hackley. Dina Hackley.
But we don't know. I mean, it would be terrible if she had some family emergency and I'm not a fan of her writing.
You know, a leave of absence. When you hear of a leave of absence, most people do that because it's something personal, why you take a leave of absence for one reason or another.
There's two sides to that. I mean, it could be, again, if days before they had even aired anything had already let her go, especially after bringing her back when it was obviously there was a lot of comment when she was selected to come back. So, I mean, I think it really could be either way. Both the stories that Ken's talking about, I think, you know, could be valid. Who knows? But I don't think we're ever going to know, and probably we shouldn't. I mean, at this point, I'm just thankful that Beth Milstein is there and she's got experience, you know, during the Kayla and Patch days, and she has experience, you know, with the 2007, 2008 before, you know, we kind of went off into the hinterlands after the writer's strike, and I think this is really good. You know, it's positive, and I did not realize the story about Sonia. That's good to know, because she was very good on General Hospital, and I think they have worked for Ron and Frank on One Life to Live. But I mean, I know they were really very active. Web series, I think Painted Dreams or something like that. And you know, there were lots of people involved in that, and everybody had a lot of confidence. Is she on Twitter, Kenneth? Do you know?
I am not aware. I do not believe so. But I will take. But what I will say is, I asked you guys a question a little while back about the writing and when kind of all this took place. I think NBC and Sony knew for a while that they were going to change, because these stories take time. Mm-hmm. These stories take time to put in place, because I mean, writers got to have a certain amount of time to have these stories ready to write. It takes planning and all that. So I believe that they knew ahead of time, because as soon as the writers took over, I mean, we're not even into the third week and we already have Patch back, we have Joey, and then we had a sneak peek at Bo. So the writer takeover had to be in the works a long time ago. It had to, because I mean, stories take planning. It takes time to put all that stuff in motion. You know, you just don't come in and say, okay, well, starting from today, we're going to write a story. Okay, so what are the actors going to do while you're writing? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Wow.
Well, that one story, that interview that came out, Janet Higley was interviewed on Facebook, and she said the necktie killer storyline with Ashley a Tomlin thing that they inherited. So Serena was supposed to be killed off all along.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That wasn't them. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was still them, yeah.
The necktie killer.
Mm-hmm.
The necktie killer, okay.
Or the Salem Strangler, or whatever they're calling it now, yeah. But she said she inherited that storyline.
Yeah, is that what they're calling it? The Salem Strangler? But we already had the Salem Strangler, right?
Yeah, we've had the Salem Stalker, the Salem Strangler, we've had quite
Slasher.
A number. I just like
killer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of stuff. Please correct me about all the stories.
Would be good.
Yeah, the Silly Killer storyline that Dave already has. Now, if there's a story killer in my town, you know, I'd be extra careful and maybe consider leaving for a little bit. But whenever there's one in Salem, people come home to visit. It's like, everybody's dying around. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah, everybody's coming back. They should be staying away. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But the last time, when they had the Hayes come back, and I guess that was Riley did that on purpose to kill off Doug, and it didn't make any sense. Like, why are you killing off a non-contract character? It doesn't make any sense. You're not saving any money. And I thought the Hayes were reassuring people they weren't coming back to kill off Doug. But they knew all along, and Corday told them either come back or we were recasting the role of Doug, and we're killing him off anyway. So I never understood that, why the writer's like, hey, let's bring back a bunch of characters and kill them off. Green, in the first place. So I don't get that. And like I said, that in real life, if you know, you go back home to a small town if your friends and family are being stalked and killed. To me, I always thought that was kind of funny. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Do you think some of that with the history has to do with Jim Ross? And, you know, he had
carte blanche, and I think he was trying to really change the whole, I mean, again, I'm not defending it because I didn't like the story, but I think he was really trying to change the whole surface of, you know, and canvas of days. And then because everybody was so outraged, I mean, these were beloved characters that people had watched for so many years. Mm-hmm. I guess I've gotten the feeling that most of those people did not know. There's always questions about whether those actors knew back then that they were really being fired or if it was they were coming back. But it sounds like to me, since this is pretty much they probably didn't know they were coming back until later in the story. So I guess I just kind of chalk that up to Jim Reilly and that whole period because he had a lot of power at one point, and then they were paying him even after they let him off the show. They were still having to pay him. So
I think they still paying him after he died too. When he was supposed to come back again, he died, and they were still paying him from what everybody was saying.
I never understood
the point. Why bring back Doug Williams to kill him off? Even though, I mean, basically, Reilly had an axe to grind. He hated super couples, and he went out of his way to destroy all of them. And Doug and Julie were the first super couple ever, period. So I just didn't see the point. I mean, it seems kind of silly.
All of this is so interesting to
me. And now they're going back to the super couples again, according to Brian. Now we're going back to the super couples.
I mean, y'all are giving me life right now. What a hashtag. What a major hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of these things bring up so many questions. Because you wonder, okay, why would you do that? You know, it doesn't make sense. Why? Just why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you think, you wonder if the writers have a conscience with how they are writing things that don't make any sense at all. I think James D. Reilly's biggest problem was the fact that he could not get out of this sci-fi way of thinking. It was entertaining for a minute, but it had no resolve. And then when you tried to resolve it, it was a clusterization of fuckery. I mean, it didn't make it.
I was going to say that it was a clusterfuck of stuff.
It was a clusterization of fuckery.
It was. Now his Aramid story, that was good. I like that. I actually enjoyed that whole story.
But the killer didn't know
where he was going. That was just everywhere. It's a lot of
that
red herring.
Second return to the show too, wasn't it? When he did the New Salem.
The New Salem.
Or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
That was his second trip back. Because Aramid was earlier. That was good. That was back at the beginning of when
we found out
that Dawn
They should have made Marlena the killer like they were supposed to, instead of it being, you know, Tony Andre, which was so big, you know, another Demira, because it would have been better to have it be Marlena. And they could redeem that when she was kind of weird thing or whatever.
Well,
they could have redeemed, you know, they always did, but...
I want them to get back to make Marlena tough as balls, because I remember Marlena pistol-toting woman. She was strong. I go back on YouTube every now and then and just look at the episode where her and Stefano are up. I guess on top of a roof somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you're done with your taking. And a gun goes off, and they fight, and they fall. You know, those things, that's what I remember. You know, she's not necessarily the damsel in distress. She gets into issues, but yet she comes out of them And so I want to, so hopefully we'll see stories of strong, empowering women. Because, believe it or not, every man that's on the show, every woman that's on the show, a woman had to give birth to all of them. And so it really starts with the women. It really starts with the women because they gave birth to the world. And I I'm a little girl myself, but you know, that's a different story. But you know,
that right there is the fundamental of soap operas. And when Erna Phillips first started all the soap operas back, even in radio, that strong female character. Yeah, obviously that's changed and broadened over the years as times have changed. But you're right, that's always been a component. And any time they've gotten into where women are, you know, dependent on somebody else to come and figure out the problem and fix it and come up with solutions, then that kind of gets away from that model.
That's why I'm all for a female president. That's the one reason why I'm all for it, because guess what? Men have fucked it up for so long. So why not go to somebody that can actually fix it, that started it to begin with? Fix it. You know, y'all are some strong people. And, you know, sometimes originator can fix everything. Because men, we are driven by ego and things of that nature because they want to be in charge of everything. And because they want to be in charge of everything, that's the reason why they can't, things don't go exactly the way that they need to. That's why do you think every woman in the house is the one that budgets the checkbook and makes sure all the bills are paid? Why do they do? Because they're not gonna mess it up. They know where every cent is. I'm telling you, if you one penny out, I know where that one penny is. I'm just saying.
You're a smart man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, look. Yeah. I know what the deal is. Okay. But I will ask this question. I'm not really sure if it was you, Carrie, or if it was you, Angela, that made the comment about Dina. I mean, about Dina in the Facebook interview when you when they said that they inherited the necktie. So was that story already written, or are they writing that story, or?
I think she said it was started by Tomlin, but I think they changed it though. Yeah.
Okay. So when Serena got killed, that was Tomlin, so to speak, because it was already filmed, wasn't it? Before, I mean, some of the struggling, the storyline was filmed already.
The new writers came in March, right?
I think Kenneth is right, though, from the perspective. It seems like we got, and again, I may have the timeline incorrect, but I think we were told in December that Serena was leaving sometime. You know, because I think a lot of people weren't happy. And again, I'm not saying that's why they were doing it, but maybe she was a short-term character all along. But you know, with a contract for a year or two. I can't remember what her original contract was, but it seems like we were told even before they announced that Tomlin and those were fired and they were bringing on new people, that we already knew that Serena was going, and I think they had said Xander was going because it was like Xander had not even hardly appeared before we started hearing that he was not going to be there long term. Yeah, maybe they've changed their minds about that because I think everybody seems to really be appreciating Paul Tefler a lot. But I don't know. I can't remember exactly, but I'm thinking that.
But they're gone.
That we knew that,
now, and,
that they could
and
have
the
easily
story's gone. So.
Oh, thank
good.
God. Well, yeah, that's the yeah. that's a good point too. Is that you know it has seemed like some things were really stretched for a long time.
Very.
I mean, you know, we
very
had
very long. And that was one
to say the least.
That was one.
So I mean, they. I think that leads to what Kenneth is
and
saying.
And how long
too,
were they saying that Serena was going to be gone, and how long it took her to finally
mm-hmm.
be dead? Or gone, dead and gone, I guess.
I think it's 9 months.
Forever.
It's a long
yeah.
time.
You know what? It took a long time for Jordan
Did
to
you
leave.
Say
too.
Nine
they
months.
Kept saying that Jordan was Ooh. Leaving, and it took a long time.
You said
you know,
months,
that,
right?
They drug that story out. But, yeah. So
well,
hopefully
I mean, I
we'll...
Said...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I think they did drag. I mean, this some of this stuff was awful, you know. Again, in the elephant story, Paul, and again, I hate to keep going back to that interview, but the interview that Paul Tefler did on AfterBuzz, it's hysterical because he starts talking about the elephant and
yeah.
even you know,
yeah,
what the actors were going through well, to get those scenes out. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's, I mean,
well, hopefully we'll have some better stories, you know, in the upcoming months and into the 50th. So.
Well, I think they started off on a good start, just like what Kenneth was saying.
Yeah.
I think this has been a good, it's been organized. It's had a good flow to it. You know, nobody came out like they did in 2011 and said that everything was going to be perfect day one. I mean, they've
mm-hmm.
got to, you know, set up some stories and have things follow through. But I think this is a good week. I mean, this is the way soaps,
a good
I
week
think, should be structured.
Yeah, and hopefully next week will be better. So hopefully we can all
Did you guys
next
sign
week.
The petition? There's a petition going around for Daniel Cosgrove. I think that because they have, because it's just been rumored. I don't think they, I don't
right.
know, you know, it hasn't been broadcasted whether or not if he's been let go or anything like that. I think there may be in some contract negotiation or something like that. So it hasn't been an official
but gone,
word.
We could bring him back.
No, he's,
yeah.
he's totally done.
He's gone.
Yeah,
he's
I
done.
Think,
he's been gone a year ago.
Yeah, and him, he announced that at a fan event. I don't think that the powers that be liked too much. That obviously we know what happened with Chandler Massey when he announced, maybe even
yeah,
innocently, that he was out. Because that really gave away some story
mm-hmm.
for all of us, you know. I think people really liked Daniel Cosgrove.
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
but I don't know if they're
right.
getting back. You know, they can bring anybody back at any time, so you never know. So,
well, see, well, this is my thing. I mean, you know, when he came there, he didn't come by himself. He Chase came with him, and so now you have Chase has been Storage, and
mm-hmm.
so he's going to be Storage, and his father's not going to be there. So, I mean...
I bet you, like, Hope takes him in. Probably, I think
mm-hmm.
he probably gets killed somehow or whatever. I think he's probably going to die somehow, and I'm thinking, maybe Hope takes him in.
It's either that or he's a recast of some sort. I don't know. I'm just speculating because, mm-hmm. I mean...
Well, I guess recast
do we know... Do we know if Bo's there? Do we know if Bo's still there or is he gone?
Bo's short term. I think Bo's gone already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's, I think he's gone. I don't know. I know what they're going to do with Hope. That's the thing. I don't know. Please not Rafe, but I don't know. Because they're kind of hinting at that right now.
The writer interviewers were saying, Rope is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rafe.
I know.
I
thought Days was getting good, now they're going to go and do that. Oh, please. You know, if Bo couldn't stay, at least kept Daniel. You know, Daniel Cosgrove, I mean, at least kept Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and had that triangle, and then Bo leaves, and then let her go back with Aiden if Bo wasn't going to stick around.
be.
Oh.
I feel like Daniel Cosgrove, like I said, I liked him on other things too, and I think he's good. I think the writing has been atrocious. For other than Melissa Salmon's doing a good job with some romance and really trying to sell it, which I think there've been some really good romantic pieces for Hope and Aiden, but the whole story with his wife Meredith and where that was going and then where it didn't go and I think there were a lot of stops and starts with that. I mean, that was a lot for him to overcome. It would be a lot to come on that show and take on the romantic lead with Hope Bo and Hope are a huge iconic couple. If anybody knows Days, they probably know Bo and Hope, you know. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, I give credit to Daniel Cosgrove. Like I said, I'm sad to see him go, but I guess I would be kind of skeptical that he's really going to stay. I think if he said he was going at a fan event, I can't imagine that they're really. I mean, they've got too many people on the cast as it is right now. Money's still
going to
be an issue.
Who? Dr. Dan,
he's
gone too?
We don't know yet.
We don't know officially, but I think it looks that way.
Well, that may open the door for Nicole and Eric again, or just stick to Jesus. That's all.
I've been waiting on Nicole and Eric for a long time, and of course, then we've got the new doctor coming, the guy that won the Australian contest.
Honey, so he is fine. Do you hear me? He is fine. I'm not too young, but that white piece of chocolate right there, baby, is fine. Do you hear me? And he got that accent.
Ooh, that Aussie accent.
I would definitely go down under to Australia. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I got my passport. I'm just saying. Ooh, Jesus.
Okay. Well, anything else before we wrap it up and come back next week and talk about what's going on?
Okay. Just to kind of preview next week. Justin is the new DA, so he's going to clash with Brandon.
Yeah, Carrie. Yeah, we found that out. Yeah.
I love we're going to get to see more Wally Kirk.
That's good for Justin. Yeah, more Wally Kirk. Oh, I'll take more Wally Kirk any day. I like him. So that'll be good. All right. Well, thanks, everyone.
Yes, thank you guys.
Good
so
discussion.
Much.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Kenneth, and thanks, Angela. Carrie, hopefully we can all be back again next week.
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good.
Take care.
All right.
Okay, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.